Hello, everybody. We from Radio Chico are glad that you're listening to the World Peace Program here with Radio Chico. I'm Vukica, and right now I have Rose Wavura Oku from Kenya live on the phone, and she's one of the 1,000 peace women around the world. I heartily welcome you, Rose Wavura and Oku, and thank you for joining us in the Radio Chico World Peace Week. How are you?
I'm very fine.
Very fine. How is the weather in Kenya?
The weather in Kenya is very warm at the moment.
Yes.
Yes, we are just from experiencing a little bit of winter from June all the way to August.
Mm-hmm.
But now we are experiencing at least some sunlight, and we are happy about it.
Okay, all right. Here in Swiss it's very cold, and as you can hear, I'm a little bit ill. But it's good.
I've been to Switzerland and it was very cold, and also when it was a bit summer, but your summer is cold, it's not like here, you know?
Yes, you're totally right.
Yes.
Peace is a very important task for all us to achieve. Your peace women are doing a great job in this domain. And I just want to ask you, how did you find your way to the organization 1,000 Peace Women?
Yeah, come again with the question, please.
How did you find the way to the organization 1,000 Peace Women?
Okay, 1,000 Peace Women. What happened in 2007,
mm-hmm.
During the World Social Forum that took place in Kenya?
Yes.
My organization was very instrumental.
Yeah.
To bring up over 50 women.
Oh, wow.
Yes, from peace women across the globe, around the world, to come to Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was very instrumental also in organizing and making sure that the women were comfortable for a whole week. And so that is how the partnership began here in Kenya between the peace women across the globe and the organization that I'm working for called Coalition for Peace in Africa.
Yeah. Okay.
So after that event, then I was appointed by my organization to be the coordinator for the peace women across the globe, mm-hmm. For the East and Central Africa.
Oh wow, it's a big thing.
Yes.
Great to hear. As I was informed right now, there are many round peace tables organized by the peace women organization.
Yes.
Are you also joining in this project? And what is the main subject for Kenya?
Okay, at the moment we are organizing one which is going to take place on October 14th.
Yes.
Yes, and we've had one already last year. So this is going to be our second peace table, mm-hmm. in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful initiative because it brings women on the table,
yes.
to discuss women, so women in peace building and various decision making levels.
Yeah.
And so for me, my peace table is going to really focus on the UN Resolution 1325 and for women participation in all activities, in all levels of decision-making, in everything that the society, mm-hmm. Women can be able to do. So we want to focus on the UN Resolution 1325 because Kenya right now has an action plan.
All right.
In implementing the 1325. It's in place right now, so we feel it's a good platform to use so that women can be able to discuss what can be done so that women can really be made visible.
Mm-hmm.
Women can be able to, we can be able to raise the profiles of women because women have done so much in peace building. It's only that they're not, you know,
they're not known.
Yes, they're not known. So my organization and me in particular, as we do this peace struggle, we want to raise these profiles for the women. We want to know what has been done and what has not been done and how can we be able to do it even better.
Yes, that sounds so beautiful, and I only through the phone I see how much passion you put it in, and that you think about it a lot. So, what is your how can I say that? What is the successful project that you did till yet?
Come again.
Successful project. Which is that you did till yet?
Oh, the one that we did for the peace table.
Yes.
Yes, we did it last year in November.
Oh, okay.
That's about the same time that we're doing this one, because the peace tables actually are being done around the world. Eh? Mm-hmm. It's the project that the peace women came up with, and it's being done around the world. So it's some sort of commemorating the and celebrating the years that the peace women across the globe has been in existence, and also trying to focus on women and what has been done and what has not been done.
Yes. And what do you think, what four themes you gonna talk about? Like, I don't know, what happening in Kenya? Like, what do you want to talk about the women's...
Okay, basically we just want to see how far have women gone, mm-hmm. In regards to peace building. Mm-hmm. That's what we want to focus on. And also focus on the UN Resolution 1325, as I said earlier.
Yes.
Because, you know, without now the UN Resolution 1325, if it's not implemented, if organizations don't take up and start implementing it, then so many women do not even understand what the UN Resolution 1325 is. They don't know of its existence. So we want also to create some sort of awareness to the women so that they know that this particular proposal that was done in 2000.
Yes.
The UN Resolution 25 is talking about women participation in peace building and in all other arenas.
Oh, wow.
To see that women are being seen in every area of development, in areas of making decisions, in peace building and so forth, and even in human rights. They should know that this is part of the human rights.
Yes.
That they should be participating in everything that their counterparts, the men, are doing. But they can also be somewhere. You know, mm-hmm. women also need their own decisions. We want to see women making their own decisions that befit them. We don't want women to just continue, you know, mm-hmm. being at the background, and then we see that decisions are being made on their behalf and so forth and so forth. So this is a good way of trying to raise the women and telling them that, you know what, this resolution talks about you women. Mm-hmm. It talks about you, it talks about how important it is for you to participate in all these things that are being done in this world, at the community level, at the international level, the regional level, and even at the family level.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sounds like a big, huge project with a lot of emotions and stuff. But it's great for me to hear something that someone want to do something. Someone wants to do a movement, like a wake up woman. We have to do something.
Yes, and I'm sure because now this is the second time we're doing it, and it's really... The last time we did it had an impact, and we found out that people really want to talk and they really want to get to know, mm-hmm. get to be heard. And we feel that, and as we do this, actually, we also involve, it's not only women, we involve even men. Because, you know, if we leave out the youth, then we're not going to be achieving a lot. Because everybody comes in as a stakeholder.
Yes.
You know, as we raise the profiles of these women, we need the support of the men. We need the support of the youth. So we actually bring on board each and every person who is supposed to talk about this.
Yes.
And then we get to an understanding, all of us, during that meeting.
Yeah, of course, because when you have to put demands also in the conversation, or however that they can understand the woman, and the woman could better maybe understand the man. So of course, right. Yeah, but we now at the Radio Chico station, we're doing the whole week, the World Peace Week. We call it like that, and we are very glad and thank you very much that you pick up the phone and talk with me about that and what you're doing. So I want to take you a big thank you, and we from Radio Chico, thank you for the work that you're doing, and wish you a lot of success and to peace profound.
Thank you so much, and have a lovely time in the Switzerland, and glad to talk to you.
Thank you very, very much, Miss Rose. Bye.